joining us now. He is, of course, a multi-time Stanley Cup champion in the Wings front office, their current general manager, and, of course, an Olympic gold medalist, world champion as well. He is Red Wings GM Ken Holland. Ken, thanks for doing this afternoon. How are you?
Good. Nice to be with you guys.
How has preseason looked for you guys?
I think we've had an opportunity to look at a lot of our kids. We think we've got some kids that are close. I don't know, I think we're a game under 500. I don't really put much in the record this time of the year. I think Datsyuk and Zetterberg look very good. I know they're excited about playing together, being reunited. Other than that, we've got some people that we know need to kind of find their game between now and next Friday, and we've got a lot of other guys that are playing pretty well. So we haven't had an opportunity to have our old team together because of injuries. Hopefully this weekend we get to get some line combinations together so that they find some chemistry.
Ken, we reported earlier that Gerber and Sheldon Surrey cleared waivers. I don't know, in terms of not – I know you don't want to comment on other people's property right now, but in general, are you kind of surprised that so many teams are under a crunch here and that actually decent, good hockey players now are unfortunately finding themselves in the minors? I know that you have a situation with Kirk Muhlbe. He's on a two-way contract. To extend the question, have you made any decisions there on whether or not you're going to place him on waivers?
Well, in general, I guess, to answer your question, I think that, as we head into July 1st every summer, those teams that can go to the cap by July the 5th in most cases, and you've spent your money, you've gone to the cap, and you don't have any money left. And, and the teams that have a budget, once you've spent to your budget, you don't have any money left. So it's getting harder and harder to make deals, I think, because, when you do try to make a trade, you really got to trade $4 million for $4 million or $2 million for $2 million. And so I think the other thing is that we're all starting to, we're 5 years into this system, when you look prior to this CBA, I know that we were real aggressive at the trade deadline and trading picks and prospects to add players at the trade deadline. Well, we have not been very aggressive for two reasons. One has been, you get to the trade deadline, in a lot of cases, our philosophy has been to spend our money in the summer, and so we don't have a lot of cap room at the trade deadline. But also, you need a steady flow of young kids who are coming onto your team. They're cheaper. They give your team hope. And I think that I think there's still going to be trades, but it's getting harder and harder to make trades because people are really putting a lot of value into our young players and our picks.
Did you place Kirk on waivers today?
No, we're not going to really make any moves until Monday.
Ken Holland's our guest, general manager of the Detroit Red Wings. An interesting summer, obviously, with Mike Modano and the back and forth. Did you feel like after you made first contact, you were closer than it seemed over the next couple of weeks? Was this about Mike, being encouraged, deciding, talking to other players before he ultimately decided? Because the perception early on was I'll either be a Red Wing or I won't play in the NHL, and then it kind of sat there for a couple weeks. Was that just a couple weeks for the sake of a couple weeks? Did you always feel he was coming?
Well, obviously, on July the 1st, the day before July, when Joe Nieuwendyk made the announcement that they were parting ways, I talked to Mike Babcock. We thought that, for a lot of different reasons, Mike Modano would be a great fit for our team. And we've also had a lot of success. When you've had a success doing certain things, you're not afraid to do certain things, or I don't know, afraid, you're comfortable. So we've been comfortable bringing in older players here, giving them a little different role than maybe they've had elsewhere. And July 7th, Mike came into Detroit, spent the day with Mike Babcock and I. And then I would say to you, probably didn't hear anything for a week. And then I was out in British Columbia about July the 15th, and all of a sudden my cell phone got a text from Mike Modano making the first contact I had in a week. And that was probably the first time when I thought that Mike Modano was engaged with the Detroit Red Wings. And I started to text back and forth with Mike, started to pick up communication with Mike Liut, his agent. And at that point in time, from what the middle of July on, is I really thought that he was, if he was going to play, it was going to be for us. But he had to go through the emotions of, you know, he'd been in with the Dallas and Minnesota organization a long, long time, and I think he had to go through emotionally. Did he want to play again? Was he prepared to move? And then he went on a golf trip, I think, in late July, and we said, you know, take when you come back home from that golf trip, I'd like a response. And a couple of days into the golf trip, he texted me and said, when I get back, I want to be a Red Wing. So I knew for about a week prior to the official announcement that he wanted to join us. So we're excited, and I'm his parents live here. He grew up here, you know, and we I think he's excited to still be playing hockey and in front of his parents and in a city where he grew up. And we look at him as centering our third line and hopefully helping us have some secondary scoring.
Have you guys got a strategy with Modano? Have you guys talked about you know, long-term goals, games played, minutes, or is this just something that you're going to maybe, Kenny, go week to week or month to month with?
Well, I think, you know, the nature of how close the league is, you know, last year our plan was that we were going to really take a lot of minutes off of Nick Lidstrom. Well, you wake up at U.S. Thanksgiving and you're in ninth place and, you know, you're in a fight to make the playoffs. You know, all those plans go out the window. So, you make a plan today and it changes tomorrow. So, you know, we've got some older guys, but in a lot of cases the older guys are secondary players for us. Certainly Lidstrom and Rafalski, who are older, are part of what we think is our core and they're going to drive our team. But, you know, some of the other guys that are in their mid to upper 30s, we look upon them as support guys like Mike Modano, and we think that we can take some minutes off here and there, and we can kind of play it as we go along. But, you know, I'm hoping that Mike plays every game, and he's in a groove and playing well and having fun, and we're having fun. But again, I know how competitive the West is, and, you know, I really look at you start next Friday night against Anaheim. If you're going to make the playoffs, you really got to win 6 out of every 10, because if you don't win 6 out of every 10 and you have some 10 game segments where you win 4 games and 5 games, you're going to have some segments where you win 7 games and 8 games in the second half of the year. Fortunately, our last two segments last year, we went 16-2-3, so we went 8-1 and 8-1. You can't count on going 8-1 in the National Hockey League with as competitive it is. So, you know, we need to get off to a good start. We need to win 6 of our first 10. And if you don't win 6 of your first 10, you better win 6 or 7 of your next 10. So it's we're going to monitor as we go, but it's a grind to make the playoffs, and you got to be adding up points. If you get into that, I always look at U.S. Thanksgiving, which is the end of November. You get 20 to 25 games into the season, and you're in that 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 hole, you're probably going to be in that spot for the entire year.
Ken Holland's our guest. Let me ask you about Yuri Hudler coming back. There's always bizarre situations around the league because of the cap. When he left, when he signed his deal to go to Dinamo Moscow, did you think that was it? At the time, obviously it was worked out and he was going to play a year there and come back, but did you think, well, he's played his last game as a Red Wing?
No, I mean, I guess my experience has been, you know, bringing back Igor Larionov and bringing back Dominic Hasek and Chris Osgood, you know, don't burn any bridges, especially with a 25-year-old.
Yeah.
When he did sign, his agent, Peter Svoboda, told me that he had signed a 2-year contract, but he had an out clause after 1 year, so that gave me a little bit of hope. And then I would say that the first time that I really thought that there was a chance that Yuri could be back as early as this year was... I was in Saskatoon when Christmas time for the World Junior and also to name Canada's Olympic team. And out of the blue, my cell phone rang. It was Yuri Hudler calling me, and he was disappointed he hadn't been selected for the Czech Olympic team and wanted to know everything that was going on with the Red Wings and how's Cleary doing, how's Osgood doing, how's Draper doing, say hi to all the guys, you know, how's Mike Babcock doing. He was engaged again with the Red Wings. So from that point forward, you know, Mike Babcock and I stayed in touch with Yuri. I stayed in touch with his agent, and you know, happy he came back. He's a good little player, great hockey sense, great hands. He's in great shape, and we're looking for him to have really help us on this, probably the second power play and again help us get some secondary scoring.
By the way, he asked about every player on the team, the trainers, the scouts, and then the administrators, and then he asked about Babcock.
I didn't say he liked that. I said he asked about
that. Hey, Kenny, listening to Babcock, you know, not that you want to get knocked out of the playoffs or not go to a Stanley Cup final, but you really got the sense that he really, really enjoyed the extra time he had in the off season, and how it really will come back and help this organization. Do you have the sense that there's a different feel because of the fact that you know, it was in such a short period of time, obviously?
Yeah, I mean, I mean, everybody's goal is to go as far as you can, and I think in looking back at last year, we're hoping that we got some positives out of last year. One of the positives are an extra month for our guys to train. Henrik Zetterberg is lighter than he was the last couple of years by design. He feels that he maybe was a little too heavy, and he's more along the weight that he was in 07, 08, and 08, 09. Dan Cleary spent a good month out in Los Angeles working with Goodman, T.R. Goodman, Chelios' trainer. Cudler was out in California since May. And by the time we got to about August the 25th, we had a lot of guys in town. I think they were excited to be back on the ice, and they were they're anxious. I think our guys feel that we've got a good team or the potential for a good team, and I think that comes from our finish the last 21 games where we went 16-2-3 or 3-2 or whatever we did, and then you add Hudler, you add Modano, you add Rusty Schlei. I think there's a lot of energy and a lot of excitement in our team, and then I think that also, you know, last year the adversity we went through, we ended up picking up Drew Miller, and he's been a good fit for us. We signed Patrick Eaves; he's been a good penalty killer for us. We had signed when we lost all those guys. We signed Todd Bertuzzi, Jason Williams. Now we've re-signed Todd Bertuzzi. So I'm hoping that last year is going to be, we're going to get some benefits this year from either the adversity or the extra time off in the summer.
Ken,
that's the hope.
Yeah, and no one will be surprised if it happens. Ken, thanks so much for taking the time. We always appreciate it.
Well, thanks, guys.